our heartbreak again. But Amani there?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm very good.
Okay, we're going to dive right in because we're only going to have a few minutes. Our heartbreak at the top of the hour is quite a nuisance. It seems like we've always got you in this slot. We're going to have to find you. We're going to have to get you a bottom of the hour slot one of these days so we can talk for a long time. But welcome back, first of all. The Richie Incognito story, obviously, sweeping the nation. I'm sure if you've done any other interviews today, you've talked about it. Talk to me about, from a player's perspective, the atmosphere in the locker room. What is okay? What is the line, and how clearly is it defined?
I think it's defined by anything that takes away from another player, a player that can help your team win. In this case, it was Jonathan Martin. You want to make every player feel comfortable. You want to make every player in an environment where he can perform at his top, at his best. And if you're not doing that, the salary cap is such a restriction on the salary cap that you just can't hire and fire people. You got to get the best out of what you have. And if you're not doing that, you're not helping your team win. And I think that's the biggest problem I have with this whole story is you got a talented guy in Jonathan Martin who you made a decision to let go of Jake Long because you feel like he can hold up his end of the bargain, and because of something else off the field, you're taking away from his performance on the field, and you're making your team worse.
That's a bad idea. I can't spend too much time on that because we don't have too much time. Let me ask you about the Packers without Aaron Rodgers. Let's say he's out 3 weeks, which was the original timetable. Can they survive and still make the playoffs with them out 3 weeks?
Mm-hmm. I think so because of the 3 weeks that he's playing. He got the Eagles, the Giants, and I can't remember the other team. But they have three very winnable games in those 3 weeks. And if they can figure out a way to – Seneca Wallace can play better than he did last week, a couple of days ago, I think they absolutely have a shot because, you know, their running game is coming along. And I think their defense has a few holes. But once they start getting a little bit healthier on the other side, I think they could. I think they could absolutely make a run. They just have to. A lot of it is going to come down to how well Seneca Wallace, how much improvement he's going to make from coming off the bench, not getting any first team reps, to having a whole week of first team reps, starting to really feel comfortable with his surroundings, and that's what we're going to see this week. It's great because we're going to see it on Sunday.
Amani, we only have about 45 seconds left, unfortunately, but Megatron, to me, is a similar guy to LeBron, a guy that certainly has the skill set to be the best ever at his position but hasn't done it quite long enough. How do you feel about him as far as the picture for all-time wide receivers?
Well, it's one thing about being a receiver is you can't, he has talent now, but you've got to be able to adjust your game. Now, when he starts to slow down a little bit, is he going to be able to adjust his game and find another way to be successful? I mean, you look at a guy like Jerry Rice, he's always kind of slower. But he still found a way to do it. He adjusts his game as the game changes. The defensive signals and all that stuff changes. So I think you have to figure out if he's going to be able to sustain his high level of play and is he going to be able to adjust his game when his body starts changing and when his skill set is inevitably changes. And if he can do that, then he'll definitely have a shot being the best ever. But if he can't do that and he can't change his game when he starts to slow down and still be put up the gaudy numbers, then I would say no.
Amani, appreciate the time very much. Thank you for the time, and hopefully we'll squeeze you in where we got a little more time to talk next time around. Thanks so much.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
All right, take care.